This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This is Cashing Out on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming to you from the Circus Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas, I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live as Christmas week is upon us. It is Festivus, and it is a Festivus for the rest of us. We might air some grievances here on this program, but we will also look forward to the gifts that we would like to receive from our sports betting Santas on Christmas. Obviously, we have the five-slate NBA schedule, right? The five-game NBA schedule. We have three games coming up here in the NFL, college bowl games, including a Christmas Eve standalone bowl game between Hawaii and Cal, which we will preview coming up here on the program. The big news that occurred in the NFL as we gear up towards these Christmas matchups is a couple of suspensions have been upheld. So coming up for this week, important weeks for some of these teams that are vying for playoff positioning here will be without some key players. DK Metcalf is going to miss the remaining two games for the Pittsburgh Steelers after the incident that occurred with a fan in their game this last Sunday. They did appeal the suspension. The suspension has been upheld, so no DK Metcalf for the Pittsburgh Steelers when they take on the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. That game, by the way, could be meaningless for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If the Baltimore Ravens lose when they play the Los Angeles Chargers on Green Bay Packers on Saturday. If the Ravens lose to the Packers, the Steelers clinch the division. And so their game against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, meaningless. And their game against the Baltimore Ravens in week 18, also meaningless. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Scott, what about trying to improve their standings, their seedings here in the playoff picture? Look, the most wins they can get is 11 wins. Right now, Jacksonville already has 11 wins. The Steelers are going to be the four seed. They're locked in to the four seed. Because even if they're not locked into the four seed, right? Because you're saying, oh, Jacksonville's going to lose a game. Well, then guess what? The Texans are going to win the division with 12 wins. So Steelers are going to be your four seed. We'll see how they play out the final two games. And especially that week 18 game that could literally be for nothing. You wonder if Aaron Rodgers sits or some other players sit here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a good time for them to not rush back TJ Watt, who has been out the past two games after dealing with that freak collapsed lung accident that occurred when he was getting that dry needling session. So not having to force TJ Watt back to play here against the Browns or play in week 18 against the Ravens and then just have him for that wild card round. That is going to be big here for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their defense. So no DK Metcalf here this week. Apologies to anybody in their fantasy football playoffs that will not have DK here this week against the Cleveland Browns. I don't even know if you wanted him anyway. You know, the weather's probably going to be terrible and who knows. The other suspension news in the NFL is the Chargers are going to be without Denzel Perryman, one of their talented defensive players, for the next two games. Denzel Perryman also, like DK Metcalf, appealed his suspension, but it was upheld. He has been suspended for two games for, quote, repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, end quote. And so Denzel Perryman will miss the next two games here for the Chargers. Chargers have already clinched a playoff spot. So you're not concerned about the Chargers making or missing the playoffs. They have already clinched. They are 11-4, still not out of it in terms of the division is concerned. The Chargers' remaining games, they will play coming up here against the Texans on Saturday. And then their final game of the season is at the Denver Broncos. And for the Broncos, like that could be a game that determines a division because the Broncos right now at 12-3, yes, they're one game up on the Chargers, but the Chargers beat the Broncos in the head-to-head matchup in week number three. So the hope here is the Chargers can get to 13 wins, beat the Texans here improve to 12-4, and then beat the Broncos in week 18. And at 13-4, even if the Broncos win this week and improve to 13-3, that week 18 game, Chargers can win the division. But they will have to do it without Denzel Perryman on their defense. That is going to be a fun game to watch, actually, coming up here this weekend, because there's also a lot on the line for their opponent, because the Texans are trying to chase down the Jaguars for the division here. As exciting as I am about some of these matchups in week 17 and then in week 18, look at the standings in the NFL right now. We have 2 weeks left of the regular season, and pretty much everything's been decided. Now, I know, seeding and divisions aside, but like, we know who the 14 teams are that we're going to see in the playoffs before the final 2 weeks of the season. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? There's not a lot of drama. The only drama right now is, well, can the Indianapolis Colts are on life support, and as soon as the Texans win, like, that's going to be over with, right? So, you know, maybe there's a chance. Not going to happen. Ravens can be eliminated with a loss here on Saturday, which they probably will be, but that's just going for, you know, the division and whatnot. And in the NFC, it's like the Lions are on life support as well. Everything's been determined. We know who the teams are. Yes, the NFC South is still up for grabs, right? Will it be Carolina? Will it be Tampa Bay? That's going to be fun to see how that plays out over the remaining 2 weeks, because they play each other in week 18 in the rematch. But I do think it's fascinating that it has already been decided here, pretty much the 14 teams that we will see in the playoffs. One of the more interesting things that we could see play out, though, in the final 2 weeks of the season, and I talked about this last night after the Monday Night Football win by the San Francisco 49ers. If San Francisco wins their remaining two games, so that would mean a Sunday night win against the Chicago Bears and then a week 18 win against the Seattle Seahawks. If they win those next two games, that flight that the 49ers took coming home from Indianapolis is the last time they get on a plane this year, this season. Literally. Home against the Bears, home against the Seahawks. You win those two, the 49ers are your number one seed in the NFC. And then it's home in the divisional round after a bye, home in the NFC Championship game, and should they win those games, well, guess what? The Super Bowl is in their home stadium in Santa Clara. So the 49ers may have taken their final flight of the season coming home from Indianapolis. And for this 49er team, I think you have to really consider them as Super Bowl contenders. And I know it's hard to do because they don't have Nick Bosa, who was out for the season. That injury was a long time ago. They don't have Fred Warner out for the season. That injury happened a long time ago. They have no wide receivers. Literally, Christian McCaffrey, their running back, is their number one wide receiver. George Kittle's banged up now with a little bit of an ankle sprain. But Brock Purdy, when Brock Purdy plays, he might be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And I know that that's like, people are saying, oh, what do you mean Brock Purdy, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? If you look at his numbers, if you look at his, first off, he doesn't qualify right now because he hasn't played enough games. His QBR would be number one in the NFL. The 5-touchdown performance on Monday night, 295 yards. Again, the week before that, 295 yards. The 49ers haven't punted since November. That's a fact. They haven't punted since November. But there was a tweet that was sent out by a 49ers Twitter account earlier here on Tuesday showing quarterback efficiency this year and talking about their and looking at the completion percentage above expected and looking at the EPA per play, but looking at it in the clutch moments of the games. So we're talking about the third and fourth downs, right? And the biggest clutch moments. By far, the best quarterback is Brock Purdy. He is head and shoulders, analytically speaking, above every quarterback in the entire NFL on third and fourth downs. That is what clutch means. On third and fourth downs, no quarterback is better than Brock Purdy this season. I know he hasn't played a full season, right? He hasn't played the full complement of minutes, but in the games that he has played, in the moments that he has played, he has been elite. And again, if he qualified, his QBR would be number one in the NFL. The 49ers, if you're not a believer in them, I understand it. Because of the defense, because of the injuries, they are legitimate contenders to win the Super Bowl. And if they win the next two games and they wind up with home field advantage, you're going to start to rethink the 49ers and their chance to win the Super Bowl. Right now, up on DraftKings, 49ers plus 1,300. That's a value bet right now, in my opinion. And especially if they win the next two games, you know those odds are going to shorten for sure. They're favored against the Bears. They'll be home, maybe slight favorites, against the Seattle Seahawks. Let's see how this one plays out. Hey, ProfitX, the number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing you're going to find on the college football national championships and Super Bowl odds. So you can bet the 49ers there. With a huge holiday slate shaping playoff seeding, now's the perfect time to get in and take advantage of ProfitX's 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today and experience the future of winning. Use promo code VSIN to get started. I'm Scott Satterberg, always up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the NBA slate on Christmas. Tony Mejia from SI.com joins me here on Cashin' Out on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Welcome back to Cashin' Out here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you. This is Cashin' Out here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can always hit us up on Twitter. I'm at ScottsOnAir. You can hit us up on the entire network at VSiN Live as we get you ready for the Christmas week of sports. We have a bowl game coming up here on Christmas Eve. Obviously, the marquee matchups in the NBA, the true start of the NBA season, if you ask me, and many others, coming up on Christmas. Also, Christmas NFL, which we will get into coming up here in a few minutes. But let's get into the NBA. Joining us right now on the Progressive Guest Line, he is an NBA writer for SI.com. Tony Mejia joins us on the program. Tony, thanks so much for giving us a couple minutes here. And I gotta say, watching the Oklahoma City Thunder lose here on Tuesday night to the San Antonio Spurs put such a big smile on my face, not because I bet the Spurs, not because I'm a fan or of the Spurs or a hater of Oklahoma City, because I know now that I get to hammer the Oklahoma City Thunder on Christmas, Tony, to beat the San Antonio Spurs. First off, what did you make of that performance here on Tuesday? And do I have something here with this immediate revenge spot coming up on Christmas?
Immediate revenge spot kept them from getting to the NBA Cup final. I mean, really the only team that's caused them any strife over the last calendar year plus. I mean, we'll see how they respond to a revenge point. But the fact that SGA played so well, that maybe you can say, well, Holmgren and Hartenstein were coming back and maybe a little rusty, although, the way that roster is constructed, I think they plug and play around SGA and Jalen Williams. But look, I think San Antonio is a genuine heel for Oklahoma City. Maybe that's the Western Conference Finals this season. I certainly wouldn't complain, although it would be the Spurs arriving ahead of schedule. But, the way Mitch Johnson has that team playing, the way Wembanyama changes the game when he comes in off the bench, the way that the Aaron Fox is kind of taking a step back to let Stephon Castle shine, I think that's a great team. At the same time, I am a handicapper in addition to being an NBA writer. So immediate revenge angle, that rings alarm bells.
Yeah, and it's not just the immediate revenge, like obviously you mentioned all the outside circumstance, but when it's a home and home too, it's a great spot. You lose on the road, now you're playing the same team at home. And the way that I've been historically attacking these moments is in the first quarter. What would you say to betting Oklahoma City in the first quarter coming up on Christmas?
Yeah, I think that they're the type of team that when they get rolling and they get to their spots, it's just muscle memory. I think the fact is, I heard some ex-NBA analysts, and there's some really good ones that have emerged with all these new networks, you know, some bad ones, but still some really good ones, say it's easier to count when Oklahoma City's out of position than when they actually make a mistake. So the fact that they have that going for them against a team that they just saw, I think first quarter, first half, pretty good bets.
Yeah, since 2021, the home and home. You lose to a team on the road, you play the same team in the next game at home, you are covering 60%, you're 85 and 57 ATS, and you're winning the first quarter by 2 points. So OKC first quarter is going to be the play here for us. It looks like we're aligned here, Tony, coming up on Christmas. The day gets started with the New York Knicks taking on the Cleveland Cavs. We saw the Knicks lose here on Tuesday without Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Karl Anthony Towns did score 40 points against his former team. But to me, it was a game where the Knicks kind of were accepting the loss, right? They were saying, hey, it's all about the game against the Cavs on Christmas. We're going to rest our guys because it's going to be a full go here at the Garden on Christmas. Which way do you lean in that matchup between the Knicks and Cavs?
I know Knicks got to get those ankles right, right? it looks like to me, New York feels the brunt of everybody saying, hey, the East is wide open. They don't like that very much. I think Jalen Brunson voiced that around the NBA Cup and before the semis and the finals. Cleveland is the other team that was deemed the favorite, if there was a favorite, you know, with all these other teams, Orlando, Toronto, Detroit, stepping up. This is your potential on paper Eastern Conference Finals, and I think the Knicks want to send a message. And you have the Cavs having no Evan Mobley, so that's one less rim protector you have to worry about. You know, Jared Allen hasn't played great this season. I really like the over in this game. I think a lot of handicappers look at that early day game, 12 o'clock, and think instant under. And I think that's changed a little bit over the past few years. The way Mike Brown has the Knicks playing, going deeper into his bench, I think that's conducive to the high side. Again, no Mobley. And then you have Donovan Mitchell, who really gets up for being for playing the team that he feels he probably should have been on, you know, growing up as a New Yorker in New York media with his dad being the PR guy for the Mets and really relishing performing in Madison Square Garden on Christmas. I would bet his high side for points as well.
I like that a lot, actually, going with the Mitchell prop there. Yeah, the Knicks, three straight overs here on Christmas. If I was going to bet an under, it would be in the first half for the early start time, not for the full game, because as you mentioned, the past couple of years, it has kind of shifted as we've seen the overs. What do you make of the Mavericks at the Warriors? Cooper Flagg is playing well. Him and AD seem to form a nice pair on the court here. What do you like in this matchup?
Yeah, so 8 million people on the injury report for the Mavs, and Anthony Davis not being one of them kind of threw me a bit today. But look, I think the Mavericks are hit or miss. They have had P.J. Washington out of the lineup. Now he's back. You've got P.J. and Anthony Davis and Najee Marshall and in that front court with Flagg and Nembhard playing well at the point, doing his job as a facilitator. So I kind of like what Dallas does. I think a lot of their X factors come in off the bench. D'Angelo Russell getting no time and Klay Thompson hit or miss at this point. So from that standpoint, I like Golden State, but we'll see if this Draymond Green thing lingers. I don't think it will, but certainly that's something that would scare me off the Warriors. And I think for the most part, if the Warriors take their time and have Green as the facilitator, it takes a lot of time to run those back cuts. Anthony Davis at the rim. This game is probably an under call for me.
Tony Mejia from SI.com joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we take a look at the Christmas Day slate of NBA games. Let's get into the Rockets at the Lakers. Houston with the LA double dip, playing the Clippers here in the Intuit Dome on Tuesday, and then we'll play the Lakers at Crypto coming up on Thursday. Is this a spot where we want to back the Rockets here, maybe fading the public, because I would assume the public comes in on the Los Angeles Lakers in this game. Maybe if you like the Rockets, maybe we wait until post.
Yeah, look, they often do. I think I know for preseason numbers and certain things, you expect Laker money to come in, so you hike their win totals and certain spreads up a little more. And maybe this Christmas holiday, obviously you've got Luka coming in rested, but the fact that they got embarrassed against the Suns tonight, and it was the first game back for Austin Reeves, LeBron not what he used to be. Maybe you bet this as a Rockets bounce back spot, considering they're getting their butts handed to them by the Clippers. We'll see how that finishes up. But the fact that they haven't been playing really well of late, I think bodes well for them in terms of the bounce back. And Shane Durant and Amen Thompson are all playing pretty well. So they've got Tari Eason back. Really surprises me that they're not handling business at the old Intuit Dome tonight. So I might have to ride with them on Christmas Day.
Maybe the wall is just too much for them there, Tony. Finally, the nightcap, the Timberwolves at the Nuggets. What do you like happening here in this night game?
I mean, look, I think your opening present, you're watching Nikola Jokic break out a triple-double. I think that's the tradition these mm-hmm. days, and he's always a late game. Rudy Gobert is not going to bother him at all. And Denver just got Peyton Watson back as well. So no Aaron Gordon, but they're getting healthier. Jamal Murray's been able to stay healthy. And Minnesota's been a little shaky. I don't think they'll have McDaniels back for this one. So my lean would be Denver at home. Timberwolves did beat the depleted Knicks tonight, but they've struggled with Milwaukee. So I would say the Nuggets are going to be my call.
Final thing, Tony, I say it, everyone says it, it's kind of the old cliche, right? The NBA season officially starts on Christmas. Is there a buy-on team right now in your mind that moving forward from Christmas moving on, you want to be backing them in their games or maybe in the futures market? Who's the buy-on team for you?
Look, I think Orlando is going to be a team that you want to invest in. They're going down to the wire in Portland, having a shaky road trip. But they're going to get healthier. They're going to get Franz Wagner back. Jalen Suggs' return is imminent. A lot of these guys that they have on the roster are getting experience. And if you think about the East, do the Pistons fall off? Well, certainly at this point, the Magic are a better buy from a future standpoint than Detroit. They're hovering around just a couple games over 500. I think they've got the staying power to outlast both Miami and Atlanta, win that Southeast division. So maybe the Magic are a team to buy in low on. And in the West, I think the Rockets struggling now, but they've got the pieces to make a run as well.
There you have it. Tony, appreciate the time. Have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy the games, and good luck with your bets, my friend.
Appreciate it, Scott. Merry Christmas to you and yours and to everybody out there.
There he is. Tony Mejia covering the NBA there for SI.com with his plays for Christmas Day in the NBA and his buy-on team as well in the Orlando Magic. I'm Scott Sadenberg. It's Cashing Out right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Sadenberg back here with you on Cashing Out. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. My thanks to Tony Mejia from SI.com who joined us to preview the NBA Christmas Day slate of games with some of his best bets for that schedule. Looking at that early game, though, that Knicks game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, I used to work that game for years. And historically, this was an under game. Like, it was always an under spot. It was the early game, the noon tip-off at Madison Square Garden, and the players are just not accustomed to playing that early game. Their whole routine is completely thrown off. Their schedule's thrown off. The crowd's a little bit different. It's just a different feeling, right? Christmas in New York City. It's just, it's a different feeling, a different atmosphere. And those games would always go under. It was one of the things that you can count on every single year. Knicks on Christmas to go under. Knicks on Christmas, the game goes under. And then the Knicks, they took some years off not being on Christmas. But since they've come back, the last 3 years, the games have gone over. So while you may think, hey, early start time. It's got to go under, right? Players not used to the schedule. We love betting early unders. The last three Christmas games have all gone over. Last year, Knicks and Spurs, 117-114. It went over. I mean, the total was 222, but it went over. The year before that, Knicks-Bucks, 129-122. Total in that one was a high total, 242.5, and it went over. And then December 25th, 2022, Knicks 76ers, low total of 215. Market clearly, you know, adjusting at that point. 119-112. Sixers win that game, and it goes over. So you look at the total in these games, and you're seeing, all right, we got like 229 or so points being scored in these games. The first halves, though, we're only seeing about 112 points in the first half. So if there was an under aspect to play here with the Knicks and the Cavaliers, I'd rather be on the first half to go under than the full game to go under. I still like the full game to go under just in general, but I think the first half under might be the better play on Christmas for the Knicks and the Cavs. I just like the Knicks to win this game. Knicks right now, a 5.5-point favorite, total of 236.5. And just looking at DraftKings right now to see what the first half line is, if they have posted it. They have a first half? No, they do not have a first half line, but we can just do the math here, you know, assuming they always say the second half is a little bit higher scoring than the first half. We're at 236. Let's make it about 115 or so. For the first half, I'd go under. Again, we're seeing about 112 points scored in these three Christmas games that went over in the last 3 years for the Knicks. So I would go, if it's like 115 or so, I would go under on the Knicks and Cavs Christmas Day game. The other games of note, that Spurs-Thunder game, fascinating. There's so much involved in this game. It's not just a marquee matchup with two really good Western Conference teams and the best team in the NBA in the Thunder, right? But it's not just the marquee matchup. It's not just a rematch of the NBA Cup game in which the Spurs knocked out the Thunder. But it's also an immediate revenge spot. These two teams played here on Tuesday night. The Spurs dominated the Thunder. And now it's a home and home. So that game was in San Antonio. Now on Christmas, it's in OKC. Thunder are a 9.5-point favorite. Not only do I like the Thunder to win and cover this game, but I think a better angle would be to play the Thunder in the first quarter. Looking at the immediate revenge home and home spots. And what I mean by that is you play a team, you lose to them on the road, and then your next game is against the same team, but you're at home this time. Since the start of the 2021 season, those teams are 85-57 against the spread. The teams that lose the first game on the road, actually, I got to change this real quick. I got to change these numbers. I apologize. It's 25-17. I forgot to take out playoffs. Still, 60% ATS. 60% ATS. 25-17. That's the same percentage. In the first quarter, you are outscoring your opponent by over 1.5 points. So almost 2 points per first quarter. Second quarter, you're actually losing the second quarter. Third quarter, you win the third quarter by 2 points. You actually lose the fourth quarter by 1 point. But in these games, the biggest margin is actually in the first quarter. The near 2 point margin. The bigger margin in the immediate revenge spot, the home and home spot. And I'm just looking just in the last couple of years. You want to go back the last 10 years? Let's go back the last 10 years and see what it is. A little bit less, 53% ATS. It's not 60% ATS. First quarter, 1 point edge in the first quarter. But since the start of the 2021 season, we are 60% ATS playing the immediate revenge spot in the home and home. You lose on the road, you play the same team at home, non-playoffs. This is just regular season. If you add in the playoffs, it's even more overwhelming. Still at 60%, but now you have a much larger sample size. And plus, we know, by the way, in the playoffs with the whole zigzag that we've traditionally been playing as sports bettors, betting the NBA. We've always played that zigzag spot. Well, that's kind of what you have here in this game between the Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. We don't have the derivative markets just yet, but right now for the full game, the Thunder, 9.5-point favorites. And historically, let's just take a look real quick at the Oklahoma City Thunder. So last year and this year, arguably the best team in the NBA. Well, not arguably. They are the best team in the NBA. After a loss, the Thunder, 23-2 straight up, 16-9 against the spread, outscoring their opponents by 3 points in the first quarter. After a loss, from the start of last season to this season, 23-2 straight up, 16-9 against the spread. If they were away in that loss and then they were home the next game, 8-1 straight up, 7-2 against the spread, outscoring their opponents by 2.5 points in the first quarter. All signs to me point to the Thunder in this matchup. All signs to me point to the Thunder in the first quarter in this matchup. The other way that I would play some of these other games here on Christmas, which you have the Warriors, 7.5-point favorites right now over the Mavericks. You have the Rockets, 4.5-point favorites over the Lakers, and the Nuggets, 4.5-point favorites over the Timberwolves. I really want to play the Rockets against the Los Angeles Lakers, but I'm not going to play them just yet. The Lakers are going to get a lot of public money as we get closer and closer to tip off on Christmas. It's LeBron, it's Luka, it's the national brand. It's only natural that, come on, Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees, you guys know this stuff already, right? This line has the potential to go down as we get closer and closer to tip off. So I would actually say, if you like the Lakers now, you should bet it, because I think the market's going to move like against you or in your favor, meaning like, or you're going to lose the value. You're not going to get +4.5. This thing might go down to 3.5, 2.5 even. Who knows? If you like the Rockets, I'd say wait. If you like the Lakers, I'd say pounce. Just because I do expect them to get public money as we inch closer and closer to Christmas Day and to tip off of that game. So monitor that spread and pay attention, obviously, to the availability of these players. Although it's Christmas, I do not think that we're going to see players that aren't going to play. The players didn't play here on Tuesday so that they can play coming up on Christmas. Well, the holidays may slow everybody down, but not us here at VSiN. Because while you're celebrating, traveling, or taking a rare day off, we're going to be live all Christmas Day with wall-to-wall betting coverage. Your morning's going to start with VSiN by the books, followed by a numbers game, and then a special edition of Live Bet Christmas to guide you through all of the early action. And then in the afternoon and throughout the night, we're going to keep all the insights coming with Follow the Money, VSiN Primetime, and yours truly, Scott Seidenberg, will be with you on Cashing Out on Christmas night. So even if your routine shifts during the holidays, your betting coverage doesn't have to. From bowl season to NFL action, plus the NBA's holiday slate, which we just talked about, VSiN is your home for holiday betting coverage. I'm Scott Seidenberg. You guys can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Because this is Festivus, and we always like to participate in the Costanza tradition of the airing of the grievances, let's take a look at some of the teams that have let everyone down this season here. We'll take a look at it in the NBA as we just got done talking about it. So let's take a look at the rank and file coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Cashing Out right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It's Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at Scott's On Air and at VSiN Live. As we come to you here on this Festivus for the rest of us, we want to pay tribute to the old Costanza tradition of the airing of the grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. That's what I want to say to some of the worst ATS teams across all of the sports. Let's start, though, in the NBA as we get into this edition of Rank and File here on Cashing Out. With the NBA Christmas slate coming up here in a couple of days, this is kind of the end of the glorified preseason, some would say. And so let's take a look at some numbers here as we head towards Christmas Day. The very worst team, ATS, in the NBA is the Clippers. 32% ATS, 9-19 against the spread. They are your worst ATS team in the league. Your second worst ATS team in the NBA with a 9-22 ATS record, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Good sign, though, because we're going to be betting against them coming up on Christmas against the New York Knicks. Up next with a record of 10-19 ATS is the Washington Wizards. The Sacramento Kings, also 10-19 ATS. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, well, with a win on Tuesday, they're now 12-18 ATS. So, Clippers, Cavs, Kings, Wizards, Timberwolves, the top five worst ATS teams in the NBA. No, thank you. I got a lot of problems with you people as we air the grievances here on Festivus. While we're at it, we're doing the rank and file here on Cashing Out. I'm Scott Seidenberg here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Might as well give you some numbers here on totals as well. Your best over teams in the NBA, that'll be the Lakers, Nuggets, Jazz, Trailblazers, and Rockets. These are your best over teams here in the NBA. How about those Lakers? 18-9 to the over. So this would be airing of the grievances if you bet the unders. But if you bet the overs, you're certainly happy about the Lakers going over. Look at those Nuggets, 19-10 on the season. The Utah Jazz, they're up there as well, 18-10 on the season. You got the Blazers and the Rockets, two teams as well. 18-11, 16-10 there on the over trend. So those are your best over teams, if you will, in the NBA. Your best under teams? So again, now we're airing the grievances on the teams that we bet the over and they don't come through for us. Here are the under teams in the NBA. Number one is the Memphis Grizzlies, 19-10 to the under. How about the Raptors, 20-11? Hornets, 19-11, Pacers, 19-11, and the Brooklyn Nets, 17-11. So your top five under teams in the NBA, Grizzlies, Raptors, Hornets, Pacers, and Nets. That would be your biggest under teams in the NBA. And, well, we might as well give a shout out to the positive side of things as we do the rank and file here on Cashing Out. Here's your best NBA ATS teams. The Phoenix Suns, number one, 64.3% ATS this season. Good for them. Phoenix, 18-10 ATS on the season. The Pelicans, second best ATS team in the NBA, 19-11-1. You got the Pistons at 18-11. The Knicks, 18-12. And then the Los Angeles Lakers, 16-11. So these are the best ATS teams here in the NBA. Obviously, some results here from Tuesday, mixed in, not mixed in. So those are where we sit right now. Some other teams that are really good. Nuggets are really good as well, 17-12 ATS. So those teams have won you some money if you're betting on them. If you're betting against them, though, well, you definitely have to air your grievances. While we're doing the rank and file, I'm just going to go across the other sports as well. And let's have some fun. We are in week 17 of the NFL season. And so, how have these teams done as far as covering the spread? And how have they done in terms of going over or under the total? Let's start with the negative. The airing of the grievances here on Festivus for your worst ATS teams in the NFL. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 teams at 5-10 on this list. Tied at 5-10 ATS. The Baltimore Ravens, Washington Commanders, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Kansas City Chiefs. And then the Green Bay Packers, they are with a bunch of teams sitting there at 6-9. There's a bunch of 6-9 teams. Packers, Raiders, Cardinals, Browns, all 6-9 there. ATS, some of the worst ATS teams in the NFL. No thank you. Haven't done us any favors. How about the best under teams? Or as some would say, the worst over teams in the NFL. Here are your under teams in the NFL this season as we head into week number 17. The Saints and the Chiefs, they are tied at 11-4 to the under this season. The Houston Texans, 10-5 to the under. The Philadelphia Eagles, 9-6. And then we have the Panthers, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders, all 8-7 here on the under this season. On the flip side, if you are an under better, you're not happy with these teams. If you're an over better, you're very happy with these teams. Here are your best over teams in the NBA, or excuse me, in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys at 11-4 to the over. Boy, they have certainly been good to watch with your fantasy teams and your anytime touchdown scorers. The Detroit Lions at 10-5 to the over. And then you have the Patriots, Jaguars, Seahawks, 49ers, Bengals, Jets. My goodness, the list goes on and on. Giants, Titans, Cardinals, Commanders, Ravens, all 9-6 there towards the overs. And let's give kudos to the best ATS teams in the NFL, the ones who we thank for covering the spread each and every week. The very best team is the number one power rated team in the NFL, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. 11-4 ATS on the season for Sean McVay's Rams. The New England Patriots, Jacksonville Jaguars, Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, and Chicago Bears are all next at 10-5 ATS. So congratulations to those teams who have won you money this season here in the NFL. And while we're at it, I might as well get into the hockey as well. You know, hockey for me is probably one of my best, if not best, handicapping sports. I usually don't get into it like deep as I like to until like after college football season ends. Once college football season ends, then like I get into really some big time NHL handicapping. I'm not going to give you the straight up records for these teams. I'll just tell you overs and unders and puck lines, because we love puck lines for covering the spreads here. Your best over teams in the NHL so far here on the 2025 season. You got the Canadiens, 23-12-2. That's 65.7%. Anaheim Ducks, 23-14. The Flames, 21-13-2. Maple Leafs, 21-13-2. And the Canucks, 20-14-2 to the over this year. Your best under teams in the NHL, the New York Rangers, 25-13-1 to the under. Best under team in the NHL. The LA Kings, who went under on Tuesday night, are your second best under team. The Avalanche, who also went under on Tuesday night, your third best under team. The Devils and the Kraken as well. Your top five under teams in the NHL. How about the puck line? We all love betting the puck line, whether it's +1.5 goals, -1.5 goals. Here are your best puck line teams in the NHL. The Blackhawks, 24-11 on the puck line. Flyers, also 24-11. The Bruins, 25-13. Sharks, 23-13. And the Kraken, 21-13. Your worst puck line teams in the NHL. And it pains me to say this, but the Vegas Golden Knights are 9-25 on the puck line this year. The worst puck line team in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Florida Panthers, LA Kings, and Columbus Blue Jackets are next in your top five worst puck line teams in the NHL as we air the grievances here on Festivus. Got a lot of problems with you people. Hey, before the line moves, the sharp plays is already there because they don't just follow the market, they help shape it. You're not going to outsmart billion-dollar sportsbooks or full-time sharps on your own, but with the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by advanced AI connected to proven insider sources and active across the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and college hoops, the sharp plays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. Free daily reports, real-time alerts, and market-moving insights sent straight to your inbox or X feed. Since 2011, they've backed it up with documented results, public logs, and transparent receipts. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, monitored by the books. Stay ahead of the line. Visit SharpPlays.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.